Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone, to the O'Gorman Fieldhouse as we switch gears to set up tonight's second game as the Crusader men, 7-2 on the season, will take on Coach Raz Vanderloo's Black Raiders, who sit at 8-2 on the season. Of course, the Crusaders won that opening matchup 69-65 at East High, so revenge may be very heavy on the hearts of the East High Black Raiders tonight as they try and grab a win here against a very good Bishop Heelan team. Tonight's pregame is brought to you by Verity Group, as well as Bill's Wilmus Do It Best Hardware, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, Fire Foundation of Northwest Iowa, Sterling Computers, and Fitch and Staley Law Offices. Big thanks to all of you who didn't brave the cold temperatures tonight to anchor in and listen to us. It's always a privilege to bring you these ball games, and I tell you, that first game was a good one as the Crusaders really dominated start to finish, jumping out to a 19-7 first quarter lead, and never looking back to get a 62-42 win. But game two, Tom, but this is a good and athletic East High Black Raider unit.
Well, and again, I think a lot of it's going to be determined how this game is called, officiated-wise. If you remember the first time, it was called pretty close. And East likes to get out and really force things defensively. They're very athletic. They're going to try to really extend. And if we're not ready to be strong with the ball, then that could be tough. If they call a very close game, then hey, maybe we shoot free throws like we did last game. So many things are going into this. Again, this is we said it last time, it's still a very youthful East team. This is a very experienced Heelan team.
Well, and it's both these teams have had several games postponed here due to weather. I think the last time East High was on the floor, they were actually up at the Target Center in Minneapolis taking on Mason City, a team that they blew out rather handily here. As we watch this team, as watch this team develop over the years, it is a very athletic team. So expect a good one here in game number two as the Crusaders and the Black Raiders are about 4.5 minutes away from starting lineups. We're going to take it back to the studio for just a couple more messages. When we come back, we'll have tonight's starting lineup. Again, game one, Crusaders 62-42. Let's see if the guys can match that here in game number two. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Nick Hegarty, president of Prime Bank in Sioux City and 1996 graduate of Heelan High School, along with Dave Hegarty, senior vice president and 2002 graduate. Prime Bank is proud to be a supporter of Catholic Radio and Bishop Heelan Athletics. For over 127 years, Prime Bank has been committed to the communities we serve. As a community bank, we take pride in supporting educational and extracurricular opportunities that help students reach their potential. At Prime Bank, we want the same for you. Make Prime Bank the first choice for your financial needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
McClintock Insurance. We are a family-owned independent agency that was established in 1962. We offer coverage for personal auto, homeowners, umbrellas, boats, motorcycles, RVs, your commercial business, bonds, and life insurance. To find out more, you can call 712-277-4600. McClintock Insurance, located at 908 Pierce Street in Sioux City.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Once again, welcome back, everyone. Alongside Tom Betts, I'm Bob Geary. Just shy of 3 minutes short of tip-off here in game number two. We'll run through tonight's starting lineups here for the ball game. Is first of all, for the East High Black Raiders, they stand at 8-2 on the season, coached by veteran Raz Vanderloo. Their starting lineup will look like this as we projected. Number three, A.J. Flemingster. A.J.'s a 6'2 senior, averages just shy of 6 points a game. Number four is Fitzy Grant. Fitzy's a 6'2 senior, averages just shy of 15 points a game. Number 12 is a sophomore. It's Belial Youssef. He is a 6'2 sophomore, averages 12.9 points a game. His brother, Naif Yusuf, is also a 6'2 sophomore, averages 7.8 points a game. And rounding out that lineup is the big guy in the middle, Manis Kasango Malu. Kasango Malu is 6'7 and built very, very well. He is a junior. So two sophomores two seniors and a junior in that starting lineup. Very balanced scoring attack led by Fitzy Grant with 14.7. Belial Yusuf with 12.9. And Manise Kusango Malu with 10.8 leading the attack. You also see a lot from an outstanding sophomore in number 24, Chris Loggins. He's 6'3". Yang Rule, a 6'5" junior. Keegan Augustine, a 6'3" senior. And Kai Levy, also a 6'2" senior. 9-10 deep for Coach Rise Vandaloo. Again, they stand 8-2 on the season. They average 75 points a game. They shoot at an outstanding 62% clip from the two-point line, 29% from the arc, and 69% from the free throw line. For your Crusaders, Matt Hahn is the head coach. Matt's starting lineup tonight for the 7-2 Crusaders looks like this. Number 10 is Brady Schultz. Brady's a 6-foot senior. Brady averages just shy of 5 points a game. Number 15 is Quinn Olson, the All-State football athlete, 6'2" senior, averages just shy of 12 points a game. Sean Schaefer, the 6-foot senior, averages 8.7. Matt Knoll, one of the state's leading scorers. Matt that stands 6'7". He's a senior, averaging 24.1 points a game. He's a Wayne State recruit. And rounding out that starting lineup is Bo Chamberlain. Bo's a 6'3" and senior, averages 7.5 points a game. The Crusaders average 67 points a game, 58% inside the arc, 32% behind the arc, and 62% from the free throw line. So it's Schultz, Olson, Schaefer, Knoll, and Chamberlain for the Crusaders. Fleming-Sir Gant, Yusuf, and Kasango Malu for the East High Black Raiders, as once again bragging rights in the MRAC on the line here, as we're just about ready for starting lineups here on the floor. We're going to send it back to the studio for a couple 30-second spots. When we come back, we'll have tonight's opening tip-off. You've been listening to the Verity Group pregame show along with Verity Group, our pregame sponsors of Wilmot's Good Best Hardware, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, the Fire Foundation, Northwest Iowa, Fitch and Staley Law Offices, and Sterling Computers. We'll be right back for opening tip.
Hi, I'm Father Mark Barron. Did you know the St. Augustine Indian Mission, founded in 1909, is the only school in Siouxland founded by a saint? The Winnebago people asked St. Catherine Drexel to help educate their children and build a school. Today, St. Augustine Indian Mission is a K-8 school and serves both the Winnebago and Omaha tribes of Nebraska. Visit the mission or visit our website at staugustinemission.org, staugustinemission.org. The mission is a proud sponsor of Siouxland Catholic Radio and Bishop Healing Catholic High School sports. Go Crusaders!
Central Bank, Sioux City and Storm Lake, we make it happen. That's the nature of being part of the Central Bank. Our small-town roots and dedication to the communities we serve push us to help our customers and communities to accomplish great things. We're family-owned and decisions are made locally. Whether it's a mortgage, a small business loan, operating funds for an ag operation, or a new checking account, our people go above and beyond to make Central Bank work for you and the community we all live in. We've been around for a long, long time. That's Central Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. All the preliminaries are done. Both teams have been introduced to a very large crowd here. And, Tom, I think this might be the biggest crowd we've had in the Gorman Fieldhouse.
It's got to be pretty close. It's, again, maybe last year's East Healing game.
So. We've got, looks like Coach Burchard is holding court in the corner there. He's got a nice contingency around the track, lining the court here. It's always a fun one when East and Healing tip it off.
You miss the pit, but there is not a bad seat in the house in this place.
It would have been a tough night to keep the pit floor dry, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Boy, those years of having to roll towels out as people came in with their wet shoes. But it's all good here, East High. In their black uniforms with orange numerals, they'll go left to right on your radio dial. The Crusaders in your home whites. It's going to be Kasango Malu tipping or jumping with Matt Knoll. Matt's going to control the tip, and here come the Crusaders as Schaefer's going to bring it across the timeline here, set the offense up for the Crusaders. Kicks it over to Bo Chamberlain. Bo on the baseline. They fall back off from back up high to Schultz. Schultz had a big game last time against East High School.
Well, it looks like maybe a little box and one, triangle two. Chamberlain with the miss, but Knoll with the offensive board off of Grant.
Nice rebound by Matt. Matt fades away. He's off the horn there. Schaefer crashes the board, but the rebound's controlled by 50 Grant. Here comes East High. One in our empty possession for the Crusaders. Here's East High's first possession as it's Flemingster kicking over to Naif.
Well, that was just, that was a nice back pick. Matt Knoll got caught kind of snoozing on the help, and they get a little back pick lob for a bucket to start the scoring.
A.J. Flemingster with that bucket here. There's a near steal by East High, putting a lot of pressure on Quinn Olson. Quinn kicks the corner. Bo Chamberlain, three-point in the corner. Good. For three.
Well, and I think their East High is going to say, we're going to let Bo Chamberlain shoot some threes, and if he goes 50% on the night, that's a good deal.
Here comes Flemingster, brings it across the timeline, kicks it off to Yusuf. They spin the ball over to Belial Yusuf. Back over to Fitzy Grant. Fitzy, the left-handed jumper, is in and out from the three-point line. Flemingster crashes the board, gets the rebound. Second possession here for East High. Nice drive there. We're going to see a foul on the ground here.
Again, I think we're guarding him a little too close. Sean Schaefer with the block on that was Knife Yusuf on the drive, foul on Schaefer.
Inbound by Eastside, a non-shooting foul. Sean Schaefer with that foul. Fitzy Grant drives in, nice left-handed finish. Fitzy's a nice ball player. 4-3 early East High, 6:23 to go here in quarter number one. Brought to you by Fibercom, Neil Schelmer, Pitts and Associates. Here's Schaefer with the ball left corner, cross court to Chamberlain. Matt Knoll, three-pointer in and out, rebounded by Naif Yusuf, and here comes East High pushing up quickly. It's going to be Flemingster setting the action up high. He's a senior and kicks it right wing. Knife with the drive there, finger rolls off the mark, and rebounded by the Crusaders. Quinn Olson with the rebound. Quinn's just going to bring it up across the timeline by himself. Dribbles it near the arc. Looking for somebody open. Schaefer in the corner. Back into Quinn Olson. Quinn gets double teamed. Spins. Kicks back out. Nice ball movement. Schaefer three off the mark. And we're going to see a foul whistle that's going to be whistled on Bo Chamberlain going over the back on the rebound. So early on, Schaefer and Chamberlain with a foul here. 5:36 to go. 4-3 East High School. Staber Meats, Sioux City Bandits, Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, Bargain Center. And Action Coach XL Edge.
Linda Cry.
Is your sponsors along with Fibercom and Mills, Shalmer, Pitts and Associates. And there's Quinn Olson jumping the passing lane. He goes in for the dunk.
Well, how about that? I guess Phi Slamma Jamma lives at Heelan too.
5-4 Crusaders here. We're 3 minutes into the ball game as Belial drives in and gets the finish. Well. Belial Yusuf, again, one of those outstanding sophomores that Coach Grimes Vanderloo has on that lineup. East High reclaims the lead. There's Chamberlain with the ball left corner. Back up high to Matt Knoll. Knoll's working just above the circle on the lane, or on the wing, excuse me. Heavy pressure. He spins into the lane, drives, tries to kick into Schaefer. The ball stolen away by Fitzy Grant. Fitzy's going to go coast to coast and get the finish and the foul. Fitzy Grant for two, and he's going to get a free throw there.
Matt Knoll, so far offensively, has been about 28 feet from the hoop. I think Matt needs to get inside. If they're going to zone us, he's got to be within 15 feet of that hoop attacking basket.
Quinn Olson's whistled for that foul. Fitzy's going to go to the line to shoot it. He's a 71% free throw shooter. East High up 8-5 here, 4:45 to go on your Security National Bank scoreboard as Fitzy knocks that one down. 4-point lead for East. That's their biggest lead of the night. Now we're going to see full-court pressure. They kick it into Olson, and there's going to be a backcourt foul whistled on Kai Levy. I take that back. It's going to be Belial Yusuf with that foul. So East High bringing in some new bodies here and extending that pressure off the made free throw. A little 1-2-2 zone trapping look here as the ball is kicked up to midcourt. Now back to Schaefer. Schaefer's got to hustle across the line. He gets across the line to Chamberlain. They're going to set the offense up. East High falls back into man-to-man defense. Chamberlain high left, kicks it over to Schaefer on the right side. Quinn Olson pump fakes, drives in, picks his dribble up, spins, kicks back out to Schaefer. Schaefer nothing going. 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Back out to Matt Knoll, popped out off that left wing. Matt's going to drive in, go up hard, and miss it.
Yep, he
really good take.
Great take, just didn't get the basket.
Flemingster with the ball, kicks it up quickly. East High in the corner there. That's Belial Yusuf with the ball. He's going to kick it back up high. Flemingster's going to reset the offense as the East High coach staff calls out the play they like. It's over to Fitzy Grant, working off that left wing, off a pick. He drives in, spins, and gets that left hand and gets the finish. Fitzy Grant's kind of owning the game right now. He's got 7 of the 11.
Well, and again, everything's at the basket. That's where...
As the Crusaders turn it over against the full court press. Got a little lazy with a long pass there. East High on a run here. It's a pull-up by Belial Yusuf. He gets another deuce there. 13-5 East High here. 3:21, and they're really forcing the tempo here.
That's a block.
There's going to be a block called.
Easy call. Easy call. I mean, the kids, I mean, he might have been there, but he slid over on the drive.
Foul's going to be whistled on Keegan Augustine. That's Keegan's first off the bench there, and of course we get the referee discussion with the East High bench, as so often is the case. So Augustine with the foul, Crusaders with non-shooting, Crusaders will inbound under their own basket. They trail by 8 here early on, 3:17 to go on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Matt Noel working outside on the left wing. Nothing going back to Sean Schaefer. Sean's three-pointers off the mark, and it's rebounded by Kasongo Malou. Here comes East High. They're going to push quickly. As checking into the ball game is Alvarez, Diego Alvarez. As East is willing to go deep to that bench fairly early in the game, it's Belial driving in. He gets another finish there. He's got 6. Fitzy Grant's got 7. And
we mentioned this in pregame that it would if we do not guard dribble penetration well, it could be tough. And that's been 5 of the field goals at least.
East High up 10 early on here, 15-5. 2.5 to go, and there's another steal. It's going to be a breakaway, and East High gets a little careless and throws it away there.
Well, that's as a coach goes, that's a turnover you'll take, an aggressive one. East just keeps running kids in and out. The Crusaders are going one deep now with just Charlie Von Dreger, and it looks like maybe Quinn Olson maybe tweaked an ankle as he walks over to the bench, and that would not be a good deal.
Kaysen Thomas has checked into the ball game as well. As Kaysen gets it, kicks it over to Noel up high. Noel has to back up and set the offense. Working left side, crossover, gets to top of the lane. Jump pass over to Charlie Von Dreger. Over to Thomas in the corner. Nothing going for Kaysen, so he kicks it back out to Noel. Once again, 15 seconds on the shot clock. As Noel drives in, he's going to be hacked on the drive. It'll be a non-shooting foul. It's going to be whistled on Richard Stewart. Already we've seen 10 different Black Raiders in the lineup for Coach Vanderloo. 2:06 to go on your Security National Bank scoreboard. It's East High 15, the Crusaders 5. Hard time getting it in. It's finally into Kaysen Thomas. Kaysen will work against that East High 2-3 zone coming out of the inbound situation. Noel high left, there's Schaefer with another three-pointer top of the key, and he gets it. Must-have basket there. Sean Schaefer knocks the three down, cuts that lead to 7, 15-8 here. We're under 2 minutes left in quarter number one. East High's been impressive thus far on both ends of the floor. As Alvarez kicks it right wing, that's Ullman with the ball. They've now won 11 deep. There's a corner three-pointer off the mark by number 14. That was Richard Stewart, but the rebound comes back to Alvarez, and he's going to reset the offense. Alvarez working off the high pick. And I think we got a shot clock situation. Gives us a chance to thank our first quarter sponsors. They are Fibercom as well as Mills, Schellhammer Pitts & Associates, Staber Meats, the Sioux City Bandits, Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, Bargain Center, and Action Coach XL Edge. A new sponsor, big thanks to them and all our great sponsors who help underwrite Heathen Athletics here on Catholic Radio. As another platoon checks into the ball game for East High School, and looks like they're going to stay with the shot clock being at 7 seconds. Crusaders are going to, or East High is going to inbound from the sideline. They kick it up high to Flemingster. Flemings are in a back cut. And you just can't give that up with that little time left on the shot clock. As Fitzy Grant made a backdoor cut, got the bucket. He's got nine. East High up by nine, 17-8. As Matt Knoll's going to bring it across the timeline. 107 left in the first quarter. First quarter that's been dominated by East High's. Brady Schultz with the ball up high. Guarded closely by Bilal Yusuf. Kicks it over to Schaefer. Schaefer has it tipped away, holds on to it. 12 seconds left on the shot clock. Again, East High is making the Crusaders burn a lot of time there. Matt Knoll drives in. Matt finally gets a bucket. That's his first bucket of the night. 17-10, 42 seconds left here. Kasongo Malou working against Matt Knoll. Good defense by Matt. He forces the errant shot, rebounded by Schultz, and now Knoll's going to bring it across the timeline. Going to set the offense.
If we can get a bucket here with all the way this quarter's gone, I'll take it.
Shot clock is off. 18 seconds left in the possession. Foul's going to be whistled on Bilal Yusuf. And, again, that's only the fourth team foul on East High, so the Crusaders have an inbound situation with 16 seconds to go. As the original starting lineup is on the floor for the Crusaders, Schultz, Olsen, Schaefer, Knoll, and Chamberlain here for the final 16 seconds of the first quarter. First quarter has been dominated by East High as they lead 17-10. Ball's into Schaefer, up high. Schaefer takes a corner. Bo Chamberlain, open three. Good.
How about Bo?
Bo's got a couple of threes here in the first stanza.
Two out of three from the arc is Bo. Let's get a stop.
Cuts that lead to four. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. East High is going to have a hard time getting it off, and they don't.
I'll tell you what, I'll take 17-13 the way that quarter went.
Absolutely. So a fast finish for the Crusaders that pulled them back into the ballgame. After one, it's East High 17, Keelan 13. We'll be right back.
Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates. Going with a local independent agency means that they will take the time to understand your situation and budget. Let Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates discuss your options and design something that is right for you. Located at 117 Pierce Street, Sioux City, Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts Associates, a proud sponsor of Catholic Radio.
Lightform Technologies originated in Siouxland in 1986 and has been changing the way to build ever since. As energy prices continue to rise, builders and owners choose Lightform daily. Lightform Technologies provides a strong, energy-efficient, wind- and fire-resistant building envelope perfect for home, school, commercial, or other new construction. Learn more by visiting our website or contacting our office. Lightform Technologies, the best way to build. Lightform is a proud supporter of Siouxland Catholic Radio and Bishop Heelan High School Athletics.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. One quarter's in the books. It's East High 17, Keelan 13. East is going to take possession of the ball. Strong finish by the Crusaders. Cut a 10-point lead back to four. And Dom, as you said earlier before we went off the air, it was one of those that the Crusaders were fortunate to only be down four after one. Here comes East High. They jump their jumper. It's a long jumper by Flemingster is off the mark. So one and done for the Crusader, or for the East High. Crusaders going to bring it across midcourt. East High looks like they're going to hang in a little 2-3 extended zone here.
Yep.
Trying to match up to the Crusader shooters. That triple team on Matt Knoll there as he catches it in the high post, kicks it over. Corner Schaefer. Schaefer pump fake. He's going to drive in, has it stripped away, but Quinn Olson gets it and puts it in. So Quinn is on the board with another bucket. He's going to get an and-one opportunity. So that foul is going to be whistled on A.J. Flemingster.
Yeah, the a quiet first quarter by Quinn Olson. Let's get him going.
Second quarter brought to you by Light Forms and Keller Williams, real estate agent Tammy Bertrand, along with Fram Electric, Service Master, Siouxland, Rubber Docky, Queen of Peace, Trinity Heights, Plymouth County, Right to Life, Barkley Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan Meese of Sinos as Quinn completes the old-fashioned three-point game. And we got ourselves a one-pointer here, East High 17, Heelan 16 here, as the Crusaders swatted away Quinn Olson with the block. Now Quinn's going to outrun East High, get a reverse layup, miss it. Chamberlain crashes the board, and everybody's body's all over the place, but East High comes up with it, and they've got a two-on-one at the other end, and, I tell you what, they're letting a lot of action happen there. It's contact in both ends, nothing going as East High Can't convert, and here comes the Crusaders with a chance to grab the lead. Matt Knoll catches it up high. He's going to be guarded by Diego Alvarez. Kicks it over to Schultz, excuse me, right wing to Quinn. Quinn takes a couple dribbles. Bo Chamberlain, long threes off the mark, rebounded by
AJ Flemingster.
AJ kicks it up quickly. Fitzy Grant, quick Fitzy had a big first quarter. Alvarez kicks it to Flemingster. Nothing going there. Nice defense by the Crusaders. Yusoff kicks it back to Fitzy. Now back to Yusoff.
That was a block there.
It's going to be a hand check by Bo Chamberlain. That's going to be two on Bo. And he fouls a knife, Yusuf. It's going to be a common foul, but again, one of those starters for the Crusaders with two fouls here early on.
Yeah, and that's where you might want to sneak Charlie Bondrager back in here. Again, Charlie's got that ability to shoot the three as well.
Non-shooting foul, so East High will inbound under their own basket. They run a lot of action here. They kick it up high to Kasongo Malou. Nothing going there. As there is a Belial, Yusuf drives in, nothing going. Bodies all over the place. Belial with the ball back on the right wing. Plenty of time left on the shot clock. He's working against Sean Schaefer. Sean with nice defense there. Crusaders couldn't come up with a steal, and there's going to be
a charge.
As Fitzy Grant simply runs over the Crusaders as... that was a pretty easy call.
It was a very easy call. I'm not quite sure what... the guys on one side were upset about.
Well, they tend to get upset about everything. But that's an argument for a different day.
Yeah.
Here comes the Crusaders.
Off the head of Matinol.
Schaefer passes it to himself. He's going to bring it across the timeline. 17-16 East High. They've led the entirety of the game so far. Crusaders with a chance to grab the lead, though, here. High post. Quinn Olson, turnaround. Good.
Yeah, great shot. Crusaders with the lead.
Quinn with five in the quarter, seven on the night, 18-17. Crusaders, they trailed by as much as 10 early on, but have fought back and have grabbed the lead here at 5:39 left in the second quarter. Here's East High, slowing the offense down a little bit. They kick it into Kasongo Malou. He just bullies his way inside, and we're going to see a hack foul.
Three fouls on Bo Chamberlain.
That was kind of a careless foul by Bo, just reaching in there.
Yeah.
He really didn't need to. Let's see if that's who they're, in fact, going to whistle it on. Yeah, that's going to be.
Yeah, that's three. Yeah, that's with 5 minutes left here in the second quarter. That's
a big foul.
He was sitting over there a few minutes ago.
Kason Thomas checks in. And Kason's kind of added a spark to this team here in the late going. Nice pass, give and go to AJ Flemingster. AJ's been pretty active offensively. Again, he only averages 5.7 points a game, but. East High's full court pressure nearly forces a turnover. Crusaders dodge a bullet there. They're going to get an inbound in their backcourt. They've yet to solve this full court press. Schaefer kicks it back into Matt Knoll. Of course, when you have Matt bring it up, it takes one of our strong
presses.
Well,
they have numbers
inside
right now, though. And again, that's where I think if you could maybe switch those positions and have Matt Knoll in the middle, boy, you can then attack.
Quinn Olson working. Off the right wing, kicks it to Schaefer. Schaefer open three. It's off the mark. Battle for the rebound is going to be won by Yusuf of East High. Here's East High. They've got the lead again, 19-18. 4:40 to go here in your first half. It's Rule with the ball. Gets it up high. Three-pointer. Splash nicely by number 12. That's Belial Yusuf. He's now got nine. Here come the Crusaders. They push it up. Looked like Matt Knoll may have had something. Instead, he kicks it back. Crusaders trail by four, 22-18. Matt Knoll working off that left wing, drives lane. There's going to be a reach foul on the Black Raiders. Might be on Fitzy Grant. If it is, that's two on Fitzy. No.
Augustine.
And that's going to be Keegan Augustine's second foul. Again, this is a very deep East High roster as they just keep bringing bodies at you as Levy has checked into the ball game as well as Alvarez to go along with Augustine, Rule, and Belial Yusuf. So only one starter on the floor for East High here as we hear near the midway point of quarter number two. Crusaders, who grab the lead for a second, find themselves down four there. A three-pointer by Quinn Olson's off the mark. Nice hustle play by East High leads to a two-on-one as Alvarez takes it in, misses it. tip back is missed, but Eastside comes down with the rebound using that athleticism as Levy got it, kicked it back. Bilal Youssef kicks it to Diego Alvarez, back to Youssef. Bilal with the 16-foot jumper splashes it in. I tell you what, he's having a nice ball game. He averages 13 points a game, and already he's at 11, and that lead has grown to 6.
Big possession here for the Crusaders. Knoll gets to the basket.
7-0 scoring run here as Matt Knoll just puts his head down, drives the lane, and gets it to fall. 24-20, East High, 3:19 to go here in your second quarter on your Security National Bank scoreboard. There's Diego Alvarez, kicks over left wing, Bilal Youssef working against Cason Thomas. Step back three off the mark, and I think the Crusaders will take that as Rule is called for an over-the-back. Zhang Rule gets his first foul. That is team foul number 4 on the East High Black Raiders. With 3:05 to go here in the second quarter. On the court for the Crusaders, it's Schaefer, Knoll, Von Drager, Conley, who's checked into the ball game, and Cason Thomas. So a lot of new blood on the floor for the Crusaders as the Crusaders get it across, make court. Plenty of time left on the shot clock. Matt Knoll, crossover dribble, gets cut off. Nice defense by Belial there as they kick it inside. Pierce Conley has it blocked. And then nearly threw it away, but slipped out of bounds by Eastside. Pierce, you got to just go back up once they block you.
Yeah, exactly. You know, get him up and jump into that body.
Don't give in to it there. As Schaefer and Olsen are going to check back in. And Conley and Thomas are going to check back out. So quick breather for those two guys. Get their breath there with 2:43 to go. Crusaders down 4 here in the second quarter on your Security National Bank scoreboard, 2:43 to go in your first half. Crusaders trying to sweep the night. Crusader women with a 62-42 win in game one. There's Matt Knoll with the ball working off the left wing. He's got Schultz in the corner. Nothing going for Schultz. He kicks it up high to Quinn. Quinn puts it up at the, and we're going to get a shot clock violation as his shot doesn't draw any error. And nice defensive possession by East High. 2:27 left here in quarter number 2, 24-20 East High with a 4-point lead. A.J. Flemingster is going to bring the ball across midcourt. He's a 6'2 senior. He's seen a lot of time in Coach Raz Vanderloo's lineup over the last several years. Kasongo Malou with the ball. They're kind of spinning it around the perimeter.
Run a little kind of flex action. Loggins with a really strong move there, and he got the offensive rebound. Too many guys watching, and muscle one on that one.
I think that was Kasongo Malou with the putback there.
I think that was Loggins.
Was it Loggins? Lead has grown to 6 again. The biggest lead of the night for East High was 10 in the first quarter. The biggest lead for the Crusaders was 1 temporarily here in the second quarter. Schaefer with the ball over to Charlie. Von Drager kicks it in to Quinn Olsen. Cross court to Schultz. Schultz's three-pointers off the mark. Rebound is corralled by number 14, Stewart, and he's going to be fouled by Matt Knoll. Kind of a frustration foul by Matt. 1:32 to go here in the quarter. It's East High 26, Heland 20. And East High is going to bring it across the timeline here. Crusaders trying to get a little late rush like they did in the first quarter to knock into that East High lead. It's Fitzy Grants kicking it in by inside, and it's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow is going to be in the hands of the Crusaders, so nice defensive stop there by the Crusaders. It's going to lead once again to an East High press.
Minute 17 left, 6-point deficit. See if we can get a couple good possessions here. Let's see if we can cut this in half by the half.
Schaefer gets trapped off the inbound, kicks it back to Quinn Olsen. Quinn's going to bring it across the timeline. He's guarded by Richard Stewart. Richard's a 5'11 senior. Left wing, Matt Knoll. Matt's working against Flemingster. Crossover dribble, gets in the lane. Back to Quinn Olsen, working baseline. Quinn goes in deep, kicks it out. Schultz has got an open three. It's off the mark, and the rebound's going to be corralled by Kasongo Malou. And here comes East High pushing it quickly. Under 50 seconds left here in the half. 26-20 is the East High lead. As it's up high to Flemingster, he's going to kind of set the offense. Kicks it right wing. That's Loggins. Loggins pulls up for three and splashes it. And
I think I told you earlier that I think he's probably one of their best five. That and lead, someone's going to have to prove me wrong on that one.
That lead is back to nine here as the Crusaders got to get it across the timeline. They do with 17 seconds left. Shot clock is off. Crusaders may very well hold for the final shot. Big thanks to Light Forms and Keller Williams real estate agent Tammy Burkfan for being the premier sponsors of this quarter as Matt Knoll drives in. A big bucket there for Matt, switching over to the left hand. East High with a half-court shot at the buzzer. Comes up a little bit short, but it's a half that was dominated by East High as they're going to lead the Crusaders 29-22. Again, Lifeforms, Keller Williams, real estate agent Tammy Bertrand, Schramm Electric, Service Master, Siouxland, Rubber Docky, Queen of Peace, Trinity Heights, Plymouth County, Right to Life, Barkley Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan Meese were your second quarter sponsors on your Security National Bank scoreboard. It's East High 29, Heathland 22 at half. We'll be back with some halftime statistics and more. You're listening to Crusader Basketball tonight on Catholic Radio.
Hi, I'm Matt Sentions with the Knights Columbus Insurance at 712-880-1188. Serving the Catholic families in the Sioux City, Danbury, Ida Grove, and Denison areas. With long-term care insurance, life insurance, disability income insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact me today at 712-880-1188 to find out how the Knights Columbus Insurance can help protect you and your family.
At Tri-State Dental Care, you'll be part of our family. For four generations, serving the Tri-State area, Dr. Jeff Reinking, Dr. Amber Wisner, and Dr. Robert Marks. Tri-State Dental Care, care for the health and beauty of your smile. Contact our Dakota Dunes Dental Office to schedule your complimentary consultation. You can call 605-242-7123. 605-242-7123.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Crusader Halftime Show on 88.1 FM, KFHC, KOIA Catholic Radio. Brought to you tonight, as always, by our premier sponsor, Dave Pepin Real Estate, LLC. Crusaders trail the Black Raiders 29-22 here at half. Our other halftime sponsors include Mild Industrial Group, Bush Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, and Mr. Kevin Poss and Mr. Tim Salisbury with physical therapist specialists. And here are your Security National Bank scoring totals for half. Number one, first of all, for East High, they were led in scoring by 6'2" sophomore Belial Youssef with 11. Fitzy Grant, the 6'2" senior, with 9. 5 points for Chris Loggins off the bench. He's a 6'3 sophomore. And 4 points for senior guard A.J. Flemingster. For the Crusaders, they were led by Quinn Olson. Quinn with 7. 6 points apiece for Matt Knoll and Bo Chamberlain. And 3 points for Sean Schaefer. Once again, East High with a 29-22 lead here at half as Crusaders try and replicate what the girls did in game one. The girls with a 62-42 win. But so far, Thomas, in boys' action, it's been the physicality of East High and the ability to get to the hole that's really been the difference.
Absolutely. Second shots, just ability to get to the hole. They're just a pretty strong and athletic team. And their dribble penetration hurt us big time. That being said, Crusaders really withstood an early onslaught and came back to get the lead at one point at, I think, 18-17. And so it was a really entertaining first half. Second, right now it's going to be about adjustments at halftime. What do the Crusaders do to get Matt Knoll a little more involved in the offense? Bo Chamberlain hit a couple big threes offensively for us, but Matt Knoll with 6 points. Quinn Olson was 7. We need to get some more support out there offensively.
Yeah, East High closed that second quarter with a 12-4 run to spread that lead out to 7. The Crusaders did grab the lead temporarily there, but again, it's one of those things where it's almost a reversal we saw in the first game. East High is making the Crusaders go deep in the shot clock almost every possession, and that's just right. Something that the Crusaders typically don't find. They're used to getting quick buckets off the off the pressure. A very, very deep east high bench. Only four guys found the scoring column, but 11 different Black Raiders saw the floor for Coach Raz Vanderloo as they look to try and tack on their ninth win of the season against just two losses. Once again at half, it's the Crusaders trailing the East High Black Raiders 29-22. Tonight's halftime is brought to you by always by Dave Pepin, Mollett Industrial Group, Woods Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, and Kevin Poss and Tim Salisbury with physical therapist specialists. Once again, we'll be back on the air on Friday as we travel across town to North High School. Doubleheader action against the North Stars. Girls will tip off at 5:30, pregame at 5:15 here on Catholic Radio. Boys game will follow. And before we get to that, we've got another half of action here. A nice crowd has filtered into the O'Gorman Fieldhouse tonight.
And a ton of teddy bears raised.
Yeah, it's awesome to see. Really a very, very cool thing here. So we're about halfway through halftime. We're going to send it back to Luis at the studio. Once again, at halftime here on the Security National Bank scoreboard, it's the East High Black Raiders 29 and the Crusaders 22. We'll be right back.
We would like to thank our friends Brad and Jean Mollett and their family for their continued support of Catholic Radio and Bishop Heelan Catholic Schools. Mollett Industrial Group is a proud supporter of your Catholic Radio 88.1.
Barkley Asphalt of Sioux City provides for all of your asphalt and gravel needs. We supply top quality products to both big and small businesses. With our team, you will always receive excellent customer service. To find out more about Barkley Asphalt, you can call 712-255-1848.
At Jimmy John's, we don't make sandwiches. We make the sandwich of sandwiches. We use fresh veggies because we don't hate salads. We just feel bad for them. We make our sandwiches exactly how you want because you're the one who's eating it. And we bake bread all day, every day, because stale bread isn't bread. It's croutons. Sandwich history is written by the victors. Good thing we have legible handwriting. Jimmy John's, the sandwich of sandwiches. Order pickup or delivery on the app.
You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca, Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back to the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. We're at halftime in Game 2 tonight as the Eastside Black Raiders have jumped out to a 29-22 halftime lead over the Crusaders. The Crusaders sitting at 7-2 on the season, while the Black Raiders stand at 8-2. Tom, when kind of looking at that first half, you know, what's Coach Hahn and staff talking about with those kids in halftime?
Well, I think a little bit, you know, versus that zone. We've seen a lot of zone from East High in this first half. You know, who do you get to that high post? I think, you know, Quinn, Matt, and all are guys that can really be offensive-minded from that high post. I'm not a big fan of Matt Noll out at the volleyball line, 28 feet from the hoop. He can do so much damage down around the basket. I just don't think there's many teams that have a matchup, including East High, for Matt Noll.
Well, the problem is their defensive guard pressure is so disruptive.
And so you have to rely on Matt. Matt can't handle the ball and throw it to himself either.
Yeah, that's quite a quagmire for the Crusaders. But again, you got to be kind of impressed with the way the Crusaders have hung around. I mean, they've East High's landed some punches, and they grabbed a 10-point lead in the first quarter. Again, they bounced it up to 9 here in the second quarter, and Crusaders well within striking distance, down 7 here at half. Once again, it's Olson with 7, Noll and Chamberlain with 6, and Schaefer with 3 for the Crusader attack. For the Black Raiders, it was Bilal Youssef with 11, Fitzy Grant with 9, 5 points for Chris Loggins off the bench, and 4 points for A.J. Flemingster. And Tom, you kind of get the feeling too when you got a team as deep as East High School. That's a big advantage when you've had the long layoff that these teams have had. Just keeping fresh bodies on the court.
Absolutely, and another advantage East has being so deep is their practices are probably pretty darn competitive. They've got 10 kids that are almost the same type player.
Once again, the Crusaders trail the Black Raiders 29-22 on the Security National Bank scoreboard. Our halftime, as always, has been brought to you by Dave Pepin Real Estate, Mama Industrial Group, Bush Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, and Mr. Kevin Poss and Mr. Tim Salisbury with physical therapist specialists. We're going to take it back to the studio for one more 30-second spot. When we come back, it's quarter number three, East High with the ball and the lead, 29-22. We'll be right back.
Come away to a quiet place. Trinity Heights offers more than two dozen shrines, memorial garden spots, and quiet corners for prayer and reflection amidst 14 acres of spacious walkways and soft green spaces. We offer a peaceful setting away from everyday hassle. Two magnificent statues anchor Trinity Heights on each end, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, Queen of Peace, and the Sacred Heart of Jesus. An impressive life-size carving of the Last Supper is located in St. Joseph Center across from the Marion Center gift shop. You will find Queen of Peace in Trinity Heights located at 33rd and Floyd Boulevard, Sioux City, Iowa.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. As both teams have got their instructions from the coaching staff, as they'll come out, it's going to be East High with the ball in the lead, 29-22. Big thanks to all of you tuning into the night who didn't brave the elements to come out. It's been a long few days with this snow and cold streak. It's great to have you with us. It's great to be back in the gym watching quality basketball here. As East High is going to come out, lineup for East High will be Flemister Grant, Yusuf, and Kasango Malou. For the Crusaders, it's going to be Schultz, Olsen, Schaefer, Knoll, and Chamberlain. So here we go. A.J. Flemister with the ball, going to right side, goes off the big pick up high. Fitzy Grant pops outside. Now they kick it back into the guy, big guy inside. Nice steal there by Quinn Olsen. Tried to run a little give and go there to Fitzy Grant. Quinn sniffed it out and got the steal. Good stop for the Crusaders on possession one for East High.
Yeah, East back out into the extended 2-3 zone. Schultz at the point to Nolan Olsen on the baseline.
Chamberlain, three-point effort. Off the wing, off the mark. Quinn Olsen gets the rebound and kicks it back.
Yep.
As it's going to be over and back as Schultz waited for it in the backcourt, and once the ball was touched in the front court, that's an overback. So both teams with a turnover here to start the half. 7:26 to go. Tonight's third quarter brought to you by Folk Brothers and Central Bank of Sioux City and Storm Lake, along with Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Waller Fixtures. Here comes Flemister with the ball. He's going to work high right. Works against that Crusader zone defense. Nice drive there. And Bilal Youssef with another bucket. He leads all scorers with 13. He's been a wrecking crew.
He's putting his head down, and we're letting him go right hand. We got to make a change defensively somehow and disrupt him.
Leads back to 9. Chamberlain right wing up high. Schultz. Schultz corner to Matt Knoll. Matt up back up high to Schultz. Schultz over to Chamberlain. Now they reverse it back. Quinn Olsen, long three, good.
Quinn, you know what? That's just a senior leader there. Quinn stepped out. I think he's, you know, and he's his knife hits his three, comes back, and he says, "I got you back."
Knife Youssef gets on the scoreboard for the East High Black Rays with that tray. So back-to-back trays, one by Quinn Olsen, one by Knife Youssef, keeps that East High with a 9-point lead at 34-25 here. Quinn with a nice drive, kick out. Now they spin it. Got it to Matt, and I think we're going to see a hand check there as Matt Knoll made the spin to the basket. And it's going to be whistled, I believe, on Delisle. That is, and that's three on him. So the leading scorer for East High tonight with 13 points, Bilal Youssef, is going to have to take the bench with three fouls. As checking into the ball game is Kai Levy. There's ball back to Quinn. This three-pointer's off the mark. Rebounded by East High. It's going to be Fitzy Grant bringing it up the left side. Kasango Malou drives in, and he's going to be hacked going in for the dunk. It's Quinn Olsen grabbing that foul. Probably a good foul by Quinn there. Instead of giving up the bucket there, Kasango Malou is a 76% free throw shooter. He'll shoot two. He's been shut out yet tonight. His first one's off the mark. Just barely drew the front of the rim.
Yeah.
Checking into the ball game now on that very deep East Side bench is number 24, Chris Loggins. Loggins had 5 in that second quarter. Tsongo Malu now with the second free throw. That's good. So one for two for Tsongo Malu. Two fouls now on Quinn Olson. That leads back to 10. That matches the biggest lead of the night for the East High
Block Raiders. Crusaders need a bucket here.
Chamberlain with the ball high left. They pop Quinn Olson. High post to Quinn, and then Quinn dropped down to Matt. Matt went in for the dunk, but it was fouled in the act. And nice little play there, nice little high-low. I believe A.J. Flemingster is going to get whistled for that foul. That's A.J.'s second. He's going to put Matt to the line to shoot two. Pretty quiet night for Mr. Knoll thus far, as that first free throw goes in and out. Just 6 points. Again, he averages 24 points a game for the Crusaders.
That's a violation.
That's going to be a violation.
If he misses it.
Second one's good. 7 points for Matt. Leads back to 9, 35-26 on your Security National Bank scoreboard. 5:44 to go here in quarter number three. East High working against that Crusader zone defense. High post, kicks it back out. Nothing going. Now they kick a wing to Levy.
He just traveled. He
to switched. Tsongo Malu.
The big boy just switched pivot feet, but they didn't see it.
Tsongo Malu drives in and gets the bucket there. Kind of worked his way in. He's a physical presence. That's the biggest lead of the night for East High, 37-26. Quinn Olson getting heavy pressure, kicks it over to Matt Knoll. Matt Knoll's three is good. Let's get Matt hot here and try and get back into this ball game.
We need a heavy dose right here of number 23 to get going.
37-29. Crusaders are going to be content to stay in that little 1-2-2 matchup zone. Three-pointer is good, and I tell you, it's hard to stay in that zone when they're flashing threes. Yeah, A.J. Yeah. Flemingster knocks that one down, leads back up to 11. As the Crusaders bring it across the timeline, Brady Schultz gives it up in the corner to Quinn. Quinn has it stolen away. Nice steal. A.J. Flemingster, he's going to push it quickly. Fitzy Grants goes in and gets the bucket. Crusaders may need a timeout.
May need a timeout here at 13.
As Matt Knoll pushes it up, spins in the lane, kicks back out. Chamberlain, Schaefer, corner three. It's off the mark. Rebound there by Flemingster. He steps through the pressure. Three on two. East High on the run. Fitzy Grant, nice job by Sean Schaefer of hustling back into the situation to tip the ball off an East High Black Raider. I don't know why we need to have a discussion right here.
I don't know. I have no idea why we need to have a discussion. And I don't know why we need to have an entire staff up.
So a Crusader ball. They trail by 13, 42-29. Crusaders kind of on that edge here. They're going to need to answer a few of these East High punches here pretty soon to stay in this ball game. Left wing, Chamberlain back up high. Schultz spins it over to Schaefer on the right baseline. Nothing going there. Schultz had a look for a second, but decides not to shoot it. 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Matt Knoll now gets it, kicks it over. Chamberlain three, and he knocks that down.
Needed. That's a big bucket there by Bo.
Bo Chamberlain with three threes on the night. He's got nine. That leads back to 10. East High here working the right side of the basket. Tsongo Malu drives in, just gets a dunk. He's kind of taking things over now with his physical presence at 6'7", junior. And there's going to be a timeout on the floor, and we're going to take a timeout with you as the East High Black Raiders have jumped to a 12-point lead here with 3:28 to go in the first quarter. I think, or the third quarter, I think we're going to keep it here. It's just a 30-second timeout. Gives us a chance to thank our third quarter sponsors, Folk Brothers, along with Central Bank of Sioux City and Storm Lake. Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes with McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures are your third quarter sponsors on your Security National Bank scoreboard. With 3:28 to go here in the third stanza, it is East High 44 and Helan 32. East led 17-13 after one, 29-22 at halftime, and it stretched that lead to 12 here, 44-32. Just over midway through fourth quarter.
Big possession here, you know. 3 minutes of Crusaders just lost some of that energy. We need something good to really kind of spark us, get a little run going here, get back into this game.
As once again, East High brings in fresh bodies here as Matt Knoll's going to bring it across mid-court. He's working against Augustine there. Hands back to Kaysen Thomas, and Kaysen's going to be hand-checked and fouled. That foul's going to be on Knife Yusuf. That's his first foul. Third team foul on the Black Raiders here in quarter three. It's a common foul, so the Crusaders will inbound off their own sideline here right in front of the Bishop Heelan bench. Nice crowd is filtered in tonight at the Gorman Fieldhouse as Quinn Olson gets it back to Matt Noel. Matt's three is off the mark. Long rebound is controlled by the Black Raiders, and they're going to sprint it up the floor. It's Knife Yusuf, kicks it over to Augustine. Augustine gets the ball screwed by Quinn Olson. Now Matt Noel running the floor and missed the layup there. Got caught trying to decide whether to dunk it or not. Missed the layup. Here comes East High pushing it. Kasango Malou with a three. Oh, my goodness.
No. That was Loggins again.
That was Loggins again. He's got eight. Tell you what, he's a nice-looking sophomore. 15-point lead for East High. As Crusaders turn it over, as Matt Noel drove in the lane, tried to hand off to Kaysen Thomas. Kaysen wasn't ready. Turnover. And, boy, you're walking in that dangerous territory now. East High has pushed this lead to 15. 2:40 to go here in quarter number three as Diego Alvarez is going to bring the ball across the timeline, kicks it over to Rule, and it is kind of a careless turnover there as Yang Rule just simply overthrew Diego Alvarez trying to play catch against that Crusader zone. Crusaders need to start chipping away here.
Yeah, and again, Sean Schaefer on the bench. They're just not trying to think, Bo Chamberlain, another three. Let's get it going, Bo. There you go, bud.
Bo has been the bright spot tonight. Yeah. Four trays, 12 points. Crusader cuts that lead back to 12 now. Just over 2 minutes to go. Crusader's just going to a little 1-3-1 zone defense here.
Just need this under single digits here as we go into the fourth quarter.
Playing catch over top. Kaysen Thomas working that point of the 1-3-1. There's a near steal. Instead, it's going to be a foul whistled on Quinn Olson. That's going to be a three on Quinn. As again, trying to make the drive, there was Knife Yusuf, and Quinn kind of got stuck with his hand in the cookie jar there. I don't know.
Bo's got three as well, so.
Yeah.
At this point,
you almost got to ride some guys out to stay
absolutely.
In this ballgame. Inbound up underneath the basket for East High. They kick it up high. There's a long three. It's off the mark, so a big stop there by the Crusaders as Bilal Yusuf missed that three-pointer. Here comes Quinn driving in, picks his dribble up, back to Matt Noel, step in three, he's off the mark. Charlie Von Draga there with a back hit.
Big rebound there by Charlie, great finish. Down to 10, let's get a couple stops here.
Charlie using his height there to grab that offensive board and the putback. Crusaders going to stay in that 1-3-1 for temporarily here. Fitzy Grant kicks it left corner to Bilal Yusuf. Cross court is stolen by Quinn Olson. Quinn's going to go down, he's going to be challenged by Fitzy. And I believe they're going to whistle Fitzy Grant with the foul.
They are, and again, there's never been a right call made all night.
And that's Fitzy's second. It's going to give free throws to Quinn Olson. Life is a terribly unfair place, Tom. Quinn with a couple of free throws here. Chance to cut that lead back to single digits. First free throw is up and off the mark. Take your time, Quinn.
Yep. This is important free throws here.
Yeah, every possession is important here when you're trying to chip away that lead. 47-37, 1:17 to go here in your third quarter. Quinn Olson with the second free throw. It's up and a little bit short. Rebound by Kaysen Thomas, and Kaysen's going to be fouled, and he's going to go to the free throw line.
Yep. Come on, Kaysen. Let's put these in.
Should be a couple of free throws here for Kaysen. We'll see who they whistle that foul on. That's on Fitzy Grant, so that's three on Fitzy. So Fitzy Grant, Bilal Yusuf, Quinn Olson, and Bo Chamberlain all saddled with three fouls here with 1:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Kaysen Thomas to the line. First free throw is a little bit short. Got to take advantage of these. These are free points with the clock stopped. Kaysen's going to get one more. Again, Kaysen, 6'2", sophomore, and second free throws off the mark. So on that possession, we went 0-for-4 from the charity stripe. That lead remains 10 at 47-37. 65 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. There's the diagonal lob. The 1-3-1's kind of slowed the East High down here.
Yeah. Again, I like the 1-3-1. Again, with, there you go, Kaysen Thomas.
Yeah, good take by Kaysen.
There you go, good take. You know, that's a great rebound from that. Down to an 8-point game. Let's get a stop and a score.
Little 6-0 run by the Crusaders here. Crusaders are going to stay in that 1-3-1. Charlie Von Drager and Quinn Olson on the wing. Schaefer running baseline. Matt Knoll in the middle. High post entry. Matt Fitzy Grant takes it right at Matt. Nice finish by Fitzy there.
Again, you can't let him go to that left hand, and we've let that happen way too much tonight.
He's got 13. The lead's 10. 49-39. 26 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Charlie Von Drager, 3, good.
There you go, Chuck.
Charlie's got 5 in the quarter. That leads back to 7, right where we started the third quarter. So the Crusaders, once again, resilient and kind of making a late quarter rush here. East High with 5 seconds to go, 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Oh, a little give and go, wide open. They missed the bunny and
oh,
got
come
the
on, guys. Come on,
right
guys.
At the very end.
Finish the quarter.
As Zhang Rule with the bucket there, right as the buzzer goes off, pushes that lead back to 9. So after three quarters of play here from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse, it's East High 51, Heeland 42. Big thanks to our third quarter sponsors, Folk Brothers, as well as Central Bank, Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Meyer Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures under Security National Bank scoreboard. Crusaders trail by 9, 51-42. We'll be back after this 30-second spot.
Hi, I'm Matt Sentions with Knights Columbus Insurance at 712-880-1188, serving the Catholic families in the Sioux City, Danbury, Ida Grove, and Denison areas with long-term care insurance, life insurance, disability income insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact me today at 712-880-1188 to find out how the Knights Columbus Insurance can help protect you and your family.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Well, Thomas, Crusaders put up 20 points in that quarter, but unfortunately lost ground. East High with a big quarter there. Pushed that lead to 9.
We got the run we needed. It's our ball to start the quarter, but we needed to finish that with that last rebound at the end to keep that at 7. But, again, Crusader ball to start the quarter. Good minutes there by Charlie Von Drager, Kaysen Thomas. Bo Chamberlain still on the bench with 3. 3 fouls, but again, Bo's had a nice game, so we can't leave him over there too long.
Yeah, Chamberlain with 12, Knoll and Olson with 10 apiece for the Crusaders. 51-42, here comes the Crusaders with the ball. East has shifted into that man-to-man defense. Schaefer kicks it left side. Charlie Von Drager in the corner. Charlie's going to drive baseline, kicks the corner. Schaefer pump fakes, drives, kicks it over to Kaysen. Kaysen had a look, kicked it back out. Now Schaefer's going to get the 3. He pump fakes and has the ball stripped and stolen. Here comes East High again. They're going to sprint it quickly across. They got temporary numbers. Now they're going to pull it back and work against that zone. They drive in and... An errant pass is going to go off East High and belong to...
The official here has it going towards Heatland. That's for go.
Tonight's fourth quarter brought to you by St. Augustine Indian Mission and
Let's
Prime
play.
Bank.
Let's play. Let's not talk. Let's
go.
Play.
Matt Knoll brings it across the timeline. Early portions here. Charlie Von Drager, 3, is off the mark, but its long rebound is going to be controlled by Matt Knoll. Let's take advantage of a second-chance opportunity here for the Crusaders. They trail by 9, 51-42. Quinn drives in. He gets shut off. Fade away is a little bit short. Rebounds by Kasongo Malou, and Fitzy Grant on a runout goes all the way to the hole and gets the finish. Fitzy Grant now with 15 on the night, and that lead is back to 11. Charlie Von Drager in the corner with the ball for the Crusaders. Back up high to Matt Knoll working off that left wing. Back to Schaefer into Matt Knoll. Nice little play there as Matt gets the give and go. He's got 12 now. We're going to need him to come alive here. 53-44. That lead remains at 9, 6:37 to go here in your ball game on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Crusaders fall back into that 1-3-1. It's Flemingster and Fitzy Grant playing catch up high.
Yeah, I like this out here, and can kind of like see Kaysen Thomas and maybe stay out there a little bit. He's getting us extra possessions and just kind of very active.
Jimmy John's Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and Five Star Awards and more. Join St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank as your fourth quarter sponsors. East High with the inbounds here. 6.5 left in your ball game. They lead by 9. Crusaders staying in that 1-3-1. Quinn at the point. Schaefer running baseline. They kick it inside and throw it away. Nice steal there by the Crusaders. Let's cut into that lead now. Matt Knoll drives, kicks, corner Schaefer. Schaefer into Quinn Olson, and Quinn's going to be fouled. That foul's going to be on Kasongo Malou. That's his first, and it's the first team foul here of a fresh quarter. 6:04 to go on your Security National Bank scoreboard. It is East High 53, Heelan 44. Crusaders in the inbound situation underneath the basket. Brady Schultz will inbounds.
Right in the spot, Johnny in the spot there as the Crusaders get that back to a 7-point lead. Hey, we got a game right now. And the Crusaders 1-3-1 has kind of been the answer as the Black Raiders will call timeout, full timeout.
And we're going to take a timeout with it with 5:47 left in your fourth quarter. It's the Crusaders trailing by 7, 53-46. We'll be right back.
Culligan, for more than 80 years, your local Culligan man has been the expert in providing quality water solutions for your unique residential, business, and commercial water treatment needs. Whether you need a water softener, reverse osmosis system, water filtering, water coolers, bottled water, or softener salt delivery, Culligan has been the perfect solution for your family's water concerns. Located at 1111 West 21st Street, Sioux City, to find out more, call 712-252-4479.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. We've got 5:47 left in your ballgame. Crusaders have cut the lead back to 7, 53-46, as we've got a timeout on the floor. And a reminder, we'll be back on the air on Friday night as the Crusaders will travel across town to North High School to take on the North Stars. That'll be a doubleheader action. Girls tip off at 5:30, boys at 7. And our pregame, of course, will be 5:15. Coverage of that game will be here on Catholic Radio, 88.1 on your FM dial. So back in action here as we hit the downhill stretch, Thomas.
Yeah, again, heck of a game. It's seen runs on both sides. Black Raiders with the ball, see what they come out of with this timeout, and see if the Crusaders stay in the 1-3-1 or do they switch that defense up.
Crusaders with that starting lineup on the floor as Quinn Olson. They're going to stay in that 1-3-1. Olson's at the point. Schaefer at the baseline. In the middle is Matt Knoll. Near steal. There's a lob.
That's
an East High.
That's an old Jeff Vanderloo play right there. And you knew. I kind of felt they'd come out and look at a lob of some sort. But
Fitzy Grant now with 17 on the night as Chamberlain drives in, and Quinn Olson's going to be fouled by Kasongo Malou, I believe. Nope, we're going to call that on Knife Yusuf. That's Knife's second foul. Second team foul for East High. East leads by 9. Crusaders with the inbound situation. Matt Knoll drives into the middle of the lane, puts it up. Contact, no foul, missed it. Fitzy Grant with the rebound. He pushes up quickly. It's Knife Yusuf.
He just stepped out of bounds. And I think that was Coach Hahn saw it. He pushed the envelope and got the call. So
full three accurics aboard here. Here's the Crusaders now. Take advantage of these turnovers here as backcourt pressure. Bo Chamberlain breaks it, working against A.J. Flemingster. Senior on senior here. Schultz gets it up between the circles up high. Double high post. They give it to Quinn off that right side. Quinn's going to drive in. Nice little Euro step. Missed the layup, and the rebound's brought down by the East High Black Raiders. That was Kasongo Malu with the rebound, and now East Tide's going to slow things down and throw the ball away here. There's a little discord amongst the East Tide troops right now.
Yeah, a couple possessions for both teams were not taking real advantage of opportunities.
Schultz is going to bring it across the timeline. He's working against Bilal Youssef. Crossover dribble, kicks it left wing. Baseline drive, kicks it corner. Schaefer with a big three. It's off the mark. Battle for the rebound is going to be won by A.J. Flemingster. So he's going to bring it across the timeline. A.J.'s had a nice ball game tonight. There's Bilal Youssef. Kicks it to the corner.
Travel.
There's a timeout by East High. Okay. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. We're going to keep it right here with 4:13 to go in your ball game. It's East High 55. Helan 46. Tonight's fourth quarter brought to you by St. Augustine Indian Mission Prime Bank, Jimmy John's, Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and five-star awards and more. Big thanks to Luis Torres for braving the cold to do our work back at the studio tonight. And as always, big thanks to Tom for sitting side by side with me.
It's been a fun night. We should have a fun final 4 minutes.
As East High holds on to a 9-point lead, and East High jumped to a 4-point lead after one. They stretched it to 7 after at halftime. The lead stood at 9 after three quarters, and that's where we stand right now as we near the midway point of quarter number 4. Again, one more reminder, we are on the air on Friday night as the Crusaders make the trip to North High School and take on the North Stars. Girls tip off at 5:30, guys to follow at 7 o'clock. East High is going to inbound it here. Crusaders are going to hang with that. They're going to switch to the man-to-man coming out of the timeout.
I like it.
Nice coaching moves.
Well, don't
rattle
the
cage.
Don't let them go out there and call a set. Had an opportunity. Good foul there by Schultz. Almost had the steal. That's the first Crusader foul of the quarter.
Brady grabs his first foul, first team foul, as Tom mentioned. Really, Kasongo Malu has really been a focus of the attack here in the second half. The big 6'7 junior kind of had his way inside. Here's Bilal Youssef, drives in, kicks corner. Three-pointer splashed in. It's good. Diego Alvarez with the three.
Big shot by Diego. He's a nice young player.
Yes, he is. At the other end, Schaefer misses the three, but Quinn Olson's there to grab the rebound. Nice spin move by Quinn. Kicks it back out to Brady. Brady Schultz with the three. Good.
Well, just again, needed that bucket just to kind of hang around here.
58-49, that lead stands at 9. There's a quick three-pointer by East High. It's off the board, but Kasongo Malu with the rebound and the putback. He's got all 7 of his points here in the second half, pushes that lead back to 11. 3:12 to go. It's getting go time here. If the Crusaders are going to get themselves back into this ballgame. Chamberlain probing the left wing, backs it back out behind the arc. Kicks it to Schaefer, back to Bow. Bow with a three is off the mark. Nice job by Matt Noel getting the rebound and the putback. Matt's got 14, lead back to 9. Can't really trade baskets right now. You gotta start cutting into this as Bilal Youssef drives in. Nice block there by Bo Chamberlain, but Bilal gets it back in his own hands here. 21 seconds on the shot clock, and now he drives in, gets fouled on the drive.
And was that a foul? Yeah, that's a called foul on the drive.
Sean Schaefer whistled for his second foul, second team foul. Fresh shot clock, 2:38 to go here. As East High is going to inbound under their own basket, the lead stands at 9, 60-51. Here on your Security National Bank scoreboard, A.J. Flemingster is going to trigger the ball inbounds under his own bucket, kicks it to Fitzy Grant. Now they take it up high to Belisle, spinning across the floor, back in the hands of A.J. Flemingster. Here's baseline now. As Kasongo Malu gets a nice spin move and pull back.
Nice move there.
He's got 9, leads 11. 2:20 to go here as Matt Noel drives, kicks to the left wing. Quinn Olson drives. Matt Noel, open three, good.
8-point game timeout.
Timeout with 2:08 to go here in your ball game. It's still East High with a 8-point lead at 62-54. It's a full timeout, so we're going to take one with you once again with 2:08 left in your ball game. East High holding an 8-point lead. We'll be right back.
Cost is never a barrier to healing at your local Catholic Charities. We offer a sliding fee scale for mental health counseling, in person or by telehealth, through locations in Carroll, Fort Dodge, Sioux City, and Spencer. No matter where you live in the diocese, no matter your financial situation, if you are struggling, Catholic Charities is here for you. Speak with one of our caring professionals at 712-252-4547.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone, alongside Tom Betts and Bob Gary.
Well, you know, right now, two fouls, team fouls. Do the Crusaders put a little pressure on? You know, with the shot clock, you don't. What you have to make sure you do is don't foul towards the end of the shot clock. The Crusaders, right now, they've got Bo Chamberlain and Quinn Olson out there, both with three fouls. So I'm sure Coach Hahn is thinking here in about a minute, okay, about a little offense, defense type substitutions. But again, Crusaders get a stop here in a bucket. It gets real interesting.
Crusaders going to extend that 1-3-1 pressure defense to three-quarter court. Ball's tipped out of bounds by Sean Schaefer. Good hustle, Sean. But the ball's going to remain in the hands of the Black Raiders here with 29 seconds to go. Black Raiders are a good free throw shooting team. They shoot it as a team at 69%. So sometimes you just got to roll the dice and hope it's not their night from the line. As 25 seconds left on the shot clock. We're under 2 minutes left in your ball game. Fitzy Grant up high, spins it over. Belial
Yusuf. That's a foul they got away with.
And Belial drives in. He's going to get two free throws there. As the sophomores had a great night for the East High Black Raiders. And officially 13 points for Belial. He'll go to the line to shoot a pair here. 1:51 left in your ball game. On the year, he's a 73% free throw shooter. He's 23 for 30 on the year. First free throw is off the mark. He'll get one more.
All right. Well,
gotta make sure you pin out here.
Yeah, that's a big rebound right here, and then come down and get your best set.
Lead stands at 8 as Belial Yusuf, the 6'2 sophomore, will get second free throw here. That free throw is up and off the mark. But
that's not what you needed. You had to get the rebound.
Can't control the rebound, and East High's got a fresh shot clock here. Fitzy Grant's going to hand back, and AJ Fleming.
At this point right now, you can just play defense. You've already let enough time go off the clock. Yeah, let's just get a stop, and again, gap up because he's going to the hole.
Belial drives in, wild shot.
Yeah, maybe another rebound the ball, there. Boys. Got to rebound the ball.
I don't think they should have got a fresh shot clock there, though.
Yeah, did it not hit the rim?
I don't think so. Be interesting to see what they come up with here because that had to be near the end of the shot clock.
Well, that's two offensive rebounds. That's killer right there.
Just when you can't afford it. Now, Tom, you almost have to just foul right, bang, bang, and put him to the line, don't you?
Yeah, you've got. Yeah, this is where you almost have to go for the steal foul. Go for the steal foul.
1:24 left.
But again, you've got two guys out there that can't foul.
There's one foul.
Well, and again, I mean, this is where we should be subbing in. Get Quinn out of there. Get Bo out of there.
That's going to be four on Quinn Olson.
Was that on Quinn? Yeah, that's where, I mean, we needed to sub out there.
But he's still out there. And they failed the foul right away. Now they kick it in with Kasongo Malu inside. They're going to pull it back here.
Well,
they wasted some valuable time there. Foul is going to be whistled on Charlie Von Drager. With 1:14 to go, it's East High with the 8-point lead, and they'll, believe, have free throws there. As Belial Yusuf, who was 0 for 2 on his last venture to the line, is going to shoot two more here. Again, with the new Iowa rule that on the fifth foul in the quarter, all fouls are going to be two shots. USF's first free throw is trickles the rim and goes in. And pushes that lead back to 9, 63-54. Crusaders are going to have to make things happen very quickly here.
Yeah. Going to have to get some shots to go and get a turnover.
Second free throw is up and good as well. So two big free throws there by Bilal Youssef. East High is going to show a little token pressure. Crusaders sprinting up the floor. Schaefer missed a wide open layup there. And East High with the rebound. And now they're going to just play keep away from the Crusaders with a minute to go here. In your ball games, they kick a baseline. Fitzy Grants goes in, is going to get fouled. Bo Chamberlain had to make that foul. That's his fourth. Fitzy's going to go to the line to shoot two here. And looks like East High is going to cruise to the win. Yep. and 9-2 yep. on the season.
Well, and I think it was just, the depth of East, just just keeping coming at you with fresh players. And Crusaders basically got, offensive production out of three guys, and that's tough to win a game against East High with that.
Again, the Crusaders are back in action on Friday night as they'll try and rebound with as they take on the North Stars. Fitzy Grant knocks that first free throw down. He'll get one more here. That lead on the Security National Bank scoreboard has grown to 11 as Fitzy attempts to make it 12, and in fact does that as he gets knocks them both down. He's had a nice ball game tonight. Under 1 minute left in the ball game as Matt Knoll's going to drive in, kicks to the corner. Quinn now takes it in, gets cut off, backdoor cut. Kaysen Thomas misses the bunny there, scramble for the rebound. It's going to be a jump ball, and it's going to belong to the East High Black Raiders with 40.5 seconds to go. So Coach Vanderloo and the East High Black Raiders are going to, looks like they're going to notch a big road victory here. Yep. Over the Crusaders. As Charlie's going to check into the ball game, Kaysen Thomas is going to check out. As the East High student section begins to get at it, as they throw a few barbs at the Crusader student section. There's a backcourt foul by the Crusaders. Sean Schaefer's going to be whistled for that foul. That's Sean's third. It's going to send Bilal Youssef to the line to shoot a couple more here. He's 2 for 4 so far here in the fourth quarter. We've got 15 points on the night. Make that 16 as he knocks that one down. He'll get one more. Big thanks to our fourth quarter sponsor, St. Augustine Indian Mission Prime Bank, Jimmy John's Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and Five Star Awards and more. Both free throws are perfect. The lead now stands at 14-68-54. Crusaders bring across midcourt. Pull up three for Matt Knowles off the mark. Ball's going to go out of bounds with 30 seconds to go. It's going to belong to the East High Black Raiders. I think the Crusaders will probably back off pressure here. They'll show some token pressure, but this game is well at hand for the East High Black Raiders.
As long as they don't foul.
Yeah. East High taking the timeout, and we're going to take a timeout with you with just 30.5 seconds to go. It's East High 68, Crusaders 54. We'll be right back. I think we're going to keep it right here for the last half a minute as Crusaders and East High are both getting their instructions coming out here. Crusaders will probably show a little pressure. We'll see if they're going to foul or not here. 68-54, nice win for East High on the road. Again, a talented team that's very athletic, yeah. Very deep.
Yeah, they are. It's got to be tough for Coach Vander on sometimes to figure out which rotation to get in. And like I said, that Chris Loggins, I'm not so sure he's not one of the best five players in our town, and he's not even starting at East High. That kid is a talented basketball player.
So coming out of the timeout, East High inbound it 94 feet away from their hole there. Having trouble getting it in. They're going to have to take another timeout. 14-point lead for East High here with 68-54. Again, the Crusaders will be back in action on Friday night as they'll travel to North. High school girls tip off at 5:30, boys at 7 o'clock.
All in all, great night here at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse.
Absolutely.
Good win by the girls. Good. Almost the same game, just the teams were flipped. You know, the Healing girls kind of, had the same kind of win versus the East girls, and the script flipped here in the boys' game tonight. But, again, another quality night of basketball.
Eastside gets the ball in here. Bringing across timeline. Now they're going to the Crusaders are going to back off.
Yeah, let's not
Shot clock is off. I think East is going to dribble this thing out, and they're going to hold on for a 68-54 win over the Crusaders. So a split on the night. Girls with a 62-42 win in the first one. The guys here fall to the Eastside Black Raiders, 68-54. Crusaders fall to 7-3 on the season, while the Black Raiders move to 9-2. Yeah, and that's your final here from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. It's East High 68, Bishop Heelan 54. We're going to take a quick break here from some of our sponsors. When we come back, we'll have a short postgame show. You've been listening to Bishop Heelan basketball tonight on Catholic Radio.
Hi, this is Nick Hegarty, president of Prime Bank in Sioux City and 1996 graduate of Heelan High School, along with Dave Hegarty, Senior Vice President and 2002 graduate. Prime Bank is proud to be a supporter of Catholic Radio and Bishop Heelan Athletics. For over 127 years, Prime Bank has been committed to the communities we serve. As a community bank, we take pride in supporting educational and extracurricular opportunities that help students reach their potential. At Prime Bank, we want the same for you. Make Prime Bank the first choice for your financial needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Crusader Basketball Postgame Show, brought to you by our premier sponsor, Knights of Columbus agent Neil Pfeiffer, along with fellow Knights of Columbus agents Tim Daigle, Peter Matt Sengens, Rob Waterhouse, and Jeremy Borchers. Our other postgame sponsors include Matt Lawler with F&M Wealth Management, Culligan, and Chamberlain Tile on the floor tonight. The boys fall to the East High Black Raiders 68-54. Again, a split on the night as the Crusaders with a 20-point win in the opener. As the girls ran their record at 10-0 with a 62-42 win. The boys fall to a very good East High team, 68-54 in the nightcap. Real quickly, a scoring recap for the Crusaders. Led in scoring by Matt Knoll. Matt with 17. Bo Chamberlain chipped in 14. Quinn with 10. 5 points for Charlie Von Drager. 3 points apiece for Sean Schaefer and Brady Schultz, and 2 points for Kason Thomas. For the East High Black Raiders, they were led in scoring by Fitzy Grant, the 6'2 senior, with 19. 17 points for Belial Yusoff, the 6'2 sophomore. 9 points by Kasanga Malou, 8 points by Chris Loggins, 2 points for Yang Rule, and 7 points for A.J. Flemister, 3 points for Richard Stewart. So, all in all, Tom, the aggressiveness of the East High Black Raiders, their depth and athleticism really spelled the difference in the ballgame.
Yeah, it did. It just too many horses coming in and out. And, again, the Crusaders got to get a little more involvement from other kids offensively. Did see some nice, it's nice to see Charlie Von Drager come in, hit a three in a pressure situation. And I thought Kason Thomas came in, gave us some good minutes. But, it was Bo Chamberlain stepped up and really kind of kept us in it a lot of times with 4 3-pointers tonight. But other than that, a chance to get back in the winning column on Friday. This game does nothing but make us better, and it exposes weaknesses that helps us improve.
Well, Tom, too, with these cancellations we're getting, establishing some depth on the bench is going to be pretty critical, because these games are going to start piling up on top of each other. There's only so many places you can put them. A month left in the season, and there's a couple games already that have to be made up. I'm guessing Carol Kemper may not even be.
No, they've got a date.
They've got a date.
Monday the 5th, maybe.
Okay, so you're going to see early February, where usually you can kind of spread things out and get fresh. They're going to be piling in some games, but that's the nature of the beast. Everybody's going to go through it. There was nobody in the state that was.
I will tell you this. I think for us, we need to play more games. We just didn't look in sync tonight at all offensively. It just felt like it was just no flow, and maybe that's a product of just not practicing and playing enough.
Well, and it's you got to give credit where credit's due. East High brings a lot of pressure at you. They're athletic. They get out and pressure you 94 feet, and tonight we just couldn't handle it. They made the Crusaders go deep in the shot clock time after time after time, and again, credit where credit's due. A nice win for Raz Vanderloo and the East High Black Raiders, 68-54. Again, our postgame tonight brought to you by Knights of Columbus agent Neil Pfeiffer, along with fellow agents Tim Daigle, Peter and Matt Sensions, Rob Waterhouse, and Jeremy Borchers, along with Matt Lawler of F&M Wealth Management, Culligan and Chamberlain Tile. Once again, your final here in the nightcap, 68-54. We're back on the air on Friday night as the Crusaders travel over to North High School. Girls will tip off at 5:30. Boys will tip off at 7. Hopefully you'll join us if you can't get out to the game at North High School. As always, it's truly a privilege that you are willing to give us, share your time with us. We certainly enjoy calling these ball games. A big thanks, as always, to all our great sponsors and, of course, Catholic Radio for giving up valuable listening time to us so that we can bring you Heelan Athletics throughout the year here on 88.1. FM. So for Luis Torres back at the studio, Tom Best beside me, I'm Bob Gary. Thanks so much for the privilege of your time. We hope you join us again on Friday night. Until then, stay warm, dig yourself out of the snow, and we'll be back on the air on Friday night. Until then, God bless and good night.
Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates. Going with a local independent agency means that they will take the time to understand your situation and budget. Let Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates discuss your options and design something that is right for you. Located at 17... 17-